Summing up.
Viruses. Viruses are parasites that develop and reproduce only within host cells. Virions are formed from a nucleic acid, DNA or RNA, wrapped in a protein capsid. They are often equipped with a molecular complex that injects the nucleic acid into the host cell. Bacteriophages. Bacteriophages, or phages, infect bacteria. In lytic cycle, a virulent virus reproduces only after it has entered the host cell, which then undergoes lysis, releasing the phage progeny. In lysogenic cycle, a temperate virus introduces its own genetic material into the genome of a lysogenic bacteria. The virus that is incorporated in this way, prophage, may remain inactive for many cell division cycles before becoming activated and starting a lytic cycle. Recombination in prokaryotes. When a bacterium acquires free DNA from the environment, this is referred to as transformation. In translation, a segment of DNA from the host bacterium is inserted into the empty capsid of a phage. Translation is generalized if it affects a random DNA strand, and specialized if it affects the DNA contiguous to the locus of insertion of a prophage. With conjugation, a single strand of DNA from the chromosome of a cell is transferred through the conjugation tube to another cell. The genes on the DNA received in this way pair with their homologs on the chromosome of the recipient and recombine by crossing over. Plasmids are small bacterial chromosomes containing a few genes. They can be transferred from one cell to another during conjugation and are classified based on the type of genes they contain. Fertility factors, F plasmids, permit conjugation. Metabolic plasmids confer unusual metabolic capacities. Resistance factors, R plasmids, make the cells resistant to antibiotics. Transposons are fragments of DNA that can move into the genome. Regulation of gene expression. Gene expression may vary to adapt to environmental changes. The operon is the transcription unit that includes two or more structural genes necessary to a certain metabolic pathway, a region of promoter DNA, and a region of so-called operator DNA. In inducible operons, LAC, the repressor blocks the operator until an inducer molecule causes it to detach, permitting gene transcription. These operons control catabolic pathways of which the substrate acts as an inducer. In repressible operons, TRP, the genes are normally transcribed until a corepressor molecule interacts with the repressor and makes it capable of joining with the operator. These operons control anabolic pathways of which the product acts as a corepressor. The eukaryotic genome. The genome of eukaryotes is organized into chromosomes. It contains repetitive sequences as well as sequences that are not transcribed. Telomeres protect the ends of each chromosome. Transcription takes place in the nucleus and translation in the cytoplasm. Many genes are interrupted and complex regulation mechanisms are present. Regulation before transcription. Transcription is made possible by a process of remodeling of the chromatin, which breaks up the nucleosomes. DNA wrapped around the histones. In the nucleus, the euchromatin, DNA transcribed in mRNA, and heterochromatin, untranscribed DNA, are distinguished in interphase. In female mammalian cells, one of the two X chromosomes is always condensed to form the bar body. Regulation during transcription. different cell types express different genes because of differential transcription. Genes that are to be transcribed simultaneously contain the same regulatory sequences and are regulated by the same transcription factors. Gene amplification permits the cell to have many copies of the genes that encode necessary proteins in abundance. Alternative splicing during maturation of the mRNA leads to production of multiple proteins from the same gene. Regulation after transcription. Translational controls regulate the quantities of proteins produced. A protein is sent to the proteasome to be broken down by way of the ubiquitin bond.